With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore. Supervisor Henry Perea says that Fresno County's decades-long contract with a local hospital to provide medical care to indigent patients could soon come to an end.
In the very near future, we just may be ending the contract with community hospitals and going a different direction on the healthcare piece of it.
Perea was speaking on Valley Public Radio's Valley Edition. The potential change is part of the seismic shifts in the healthcare delivery system brought about by the Affordable Care Act and the question of just who will now be responsible for care for one group that's not covered by the law, undocumented immigrants.
I'm very concerned about the fact that there is a hole now for the undocumented care in Fresno County.
The potential change is being driven by the state's move to redirect $7 million in health care funding from the county to the state to help pay for expanded Medi-Cal coverage. Many low-income residents who had in the past received care from the county through community hospitals will now be eligible for Medi-Cal. But around 6,000 residents will remain uncovered, many of them here in the country illegally. Perea says the county is looking at ways it can continue to provide care for those who remain uninsured, such as contracting with local clinics.
Is there some way that we can capture a portion of those funds to provide that care for the undocumented? Then the question would be, is the other clinic systems that we do have in operation within Fresno County, contracting with them to provide that care? So that's what I would see happening.
The county's 30-year contract with Community to provide indigent care dates back to 1996. Under the agreement, the county pays Community a flat $20 million fee each year to provide the care. Community's contract also covers health care services for the county's jail inmates and juvenile offenders. This is Valley Public Radio News.